A new WBUR poll out this morning shows a big jump in support among voters in the swing state of New Hampshire since the national political conventions for Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. It shows a 15-point lead for Clinton over Republican Donald Trump. In New Hampshire's U.S. Senate race, crucial to determining which party has control of the Senate, Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan now has a 10-point lead over incumbent U.S. Senator Republican Kelly Ayotte. To dig into the numbers this morning, we turn to Dante Scala, professor of political science at the University of New Hampshire. Good morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
You know, considering there is still 3 months to go in the race, how significant in the presidential race is a 15-point lead right now for Clinton?
I do think we have to take any poll numbers right now with a grain of salt because historically polls are very volatile, very bouncy in the aftermath of conventions because we have this situation where basically, all the information out there is about one party in a most favorable light. Then we go to the other party. So typically, we're waiting till mid-August, even Labor Day, for polls to settle down. That said, clearly, and this reflects the national polls, Hillary Clinton has gotten a bigger bounce out of her convention than Donald Trump got out of his. And now the question will be, will that persist?
And what's your experience watching New Hampshire presidential races tell you in that regard?
Well, it tells me that New Hampshire is reflecting its recent history as a swing state. We've seen in national polls in the wake of both national conventions that Hillary Clinton has built up a substantial lead. And that's reflected here in this new poll, even a bit more so. Hillary Clinton even keeps half of the lead that she has now by Labor Day. If she gives up half that lead, it's still a substantial one going into the fall election season.
All right, on to the U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire. Up to this point, has either candidate, the incumbent Republican Kelly Ayotte, or the Democratic governor challenger Maggie Hassan, been viewed as having the upper hand?
No, it's been basically a tie race now for months. I mean, there have been some polls that showed Maggie Hassan with perhaps a slight lead, but they've been neck and neck really now for most of this election season.
What's the Trump effect on that race been so far? Up until now, has his national candidacy had much effect at all on the local Senate contest?
I think what we're seeing now is that in this age of American politics, people are very polarized when it comes to their political party preferences. And so therefore, Senator Ayotte is finding herself anchored to how well Donald Trump at the top of the ticket is doing. Ayotte is polling better than Donald Trump, and so she's showing a bit of independence in that regard, a bit of more independent support, but still, Hillary Clinton is proving to be more of a help right now to Governor Hassan than Donald Trump is to Senator Ayotte. And interestingly, both Ayotte and Trump are having difficulty consolidating their party base behind them relative to how Governor Hassan and Hillary Clinton are doing.
Let me ask you this question. Senator Ayotte was recently very critical of Donald Trump about Trump's criticism of the Khan family, who, as we know, lost a son in the Iraq War. Trump ripped into Ayotte, calling her weak and accusing her of giving him zero support. And I'm wondering, who's this inner GOP party squabble likely to hurt more in New Hampshire, Donald Trump or Kelly Ayotte?
I think it's probably Senator Ayotte. I mean, in the sense that I don't know that Donald Trump can do much more self-inflicted damage to himself in New Hampshire, but Senator Ayotte has the problem that a good portion of her own base of her party, which she desperately needs in order to beat Governor Hassan for re-election, a good portion of that base voted for Donald Trump, as you know, last winter. So any kind of hint of friction or outright hostility between the two is going to resonate against Senator Ayotte, because what if some of these Donald Trump voters get discouraged, don't turn out to vote, or do turn out to vote, but don't vote for her because Donald Trump is saying nasty things about her?
Well, let me ask you one more question out of that answer then. As you know, nationally, a lot of prominent Republicans are kind of walking away, denouncing Donald Trump. What's the possibility that Senator Ayotte will walk away from Trump, disavowing him or some other equally dramatic denunciation?
I guess that's, you can't take anything off the table, I've learned this election season. But that would be an awfully drastic step.
Professor of Political Science at the University of New Hampshire and frequent WBUR analyst over the years, Professor Dante Scala, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
You're very welcome.